Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is Hardline, News Radio 930 WBEN, 1008 on a beautiful Sunday morning. No rain outside yet. Right, Brenda?
Joe, good morning. It's the last Sunday of July. Where does the time go? Why does summer feel like it's in fast forward and winter feels like it's, you know, takes 2 days to get through one day?
Right. It feels like just yesterday I had to actually put shoes on to go outside. I mean, right. I love summer for the fact that you can be lazy. You can walk around in gym shorts, flip-flops, and really no one questions it, right?
That's true.
But in the winter, getting up takes, okay. Now, I could sleep an extra 10 minutes if there's no ice on the windshield.
You've got it down to a science, right?
Exactly. You know, so I have to make sure, can I still get right out and onto the road? So in the summer, it's nice. I can get that extra 10 minutes of sleep on the weekdays. During the winter, it's always a question. And then as listeners of Sandy's show know, sometimes I still sleep in and don't defrost the windshield and hit a stop sign.
Yes, there's that problem too. But, you know, speaking of shorts, have you noticed a lot of people wear shorts in the winter?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's just like a year-round thing for a lot of people, especially, you know, like young dudes like you. Well, I see a lot of younger guys wearing shorts in the winter.
Brenda, I have to say, my heavier years when I was in college, shorts and flip-flops year-round.
Yes. That's what I've noticed.
I would go to Sabre games in shorts and flip-flops. And let me tell you, I think it's more losing the weight than age because I tried that this winter and I was so uncomfortable. I couldn't concentrate on what I was doing. Now, I could wear shorts if I know I'm going to be here the whole time or indoors. But when there's a more than 1 minute outside or in the car when it's really cold, yeah, no way.
Well, especially down by the arena, it's so cold and the wind really howls. And how soon did your toes turn blue?
You know what? Well, Brenda, I can't feel my last three toes on my right foot.
Well, it's because you went to Sabres games with flip-flops,
well,
on, right?
Well, that and I got stepped on by an ice skate in college.
Oh.
Again, wearing flip-flops to a hockey game. That's another story for another time.
Yes, but we digress.
So, Brenda, how was your week? Did you watch the Mueller testimony?
Well, I saw bits and pieces of it. I was here at work, of course, and I listened to it on WBEN as much as I could. You know, it's interesting. The polls are out again today, and most people, and I have to agree with the poll that I read this morning, that I don't think much will change. I think that the Mueller testimony either, you know, confirmed what you thought already going into it, or it did not sway many people's opinions. The first impression I had was, this gentleman looks like a doddering, older, almost ill man. I felt sorry for him.
Well, Brenda, I'm glad you said that, because here is just an example of exactly what Brenda just said.
Could you repeat that, ma'am? Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
Ken Starr did what? I'm sorry.
I disagree with that.
Can you repeat the question, sir? That went a little fast for me.
And where are you reading from on that?
I'm reading from my question.
Then could you repeat it?
Okay.
That was pretty much the entire day.
That was painful.
It was very painful to the point where you kind of felt bad for the guy.
Yes.
But then you do have to look at this with a critical eye, or at least I do. And I ask myself, this guy didn't seem to know, A, in answer to any question. Now, again, I know there were certain things he wasn't going to answer, right? He wanted to stick to that report. But Brenda, at times, it seemed like he didn't even know the report
right.
that he was referencing.
I noticed that as well. I did notice, however, in the second half of the report when Adam Schiff was talking to him, that he did seem to kind of perk up quite a bit. Now, I don't know if it was because Adam Schiff was talking to him and considers him an ally, or the fact that he was just used to the dynamic in the room. You know what was interesting, Joe? You probably heard this because you're producing the morning show with Susan and Brian. I heard Michael Caputo on, and he had said how he testified from that room. And he said, it's interesting because you hear the questions from a speaker. It's not like you and I are looking at each other talking right now and you can see us talking with. He said it was very disconcerting to try to figure out where to look and how to hear. And so I think once Caputo explained what the room was like, it made me understand a little bit of how what made Mueller look so uncomfortable and almost like a deer in the headlights the whole time.
You know, to that point, and this is kind of an inside thing, but from a production standpoint, did you notice they were using two different feeds from the same room? Because during the first hearing, the morning hearing that we carry here on WBEN, the congressperson asking the question, their feed cut out, but you still saw and heard Mueller. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Maybe to Caputo's point, where there is some kind of room between, you know, there's a space between the two that they're even using two separate feeds. That could have also been a problem with Robert Mueller hearing the questions.
I think that definitely contributed to it. But don't you agree, Joe? I don't think anything will change. Nothing really, to me, was some aha revelatory moment.
No, I don't. And, you know, I think everything that happened after the testimony was going to happen, right? The Democrats were going to bring up impeachment regardless. And they keep saying it's obstruction, that the president obstructed with the special investigation. But that question was asked at the hearing, and here's the answer when asked if anything hindered his investigation.
The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
At any time of the investigation, was your investigation curtailed or stopped or hindered?
No.
Right there. Case done, and I actually heard from Adam Schiff's office. This was Adam Schiff after the testimony on Wednesday.
Oh, that didn't work.
I don't think that was him, but I get your point, Joe. Well, listen, I mean, think about the amount of money that's been spent on this, and according to this poll, most Republicans describe the testimony as a waste of time, you know, and taxpayer dollars. And I think everybody was questioning the competency of Mueller. And it was interesting to me that he had his deputy counsel with him at his side. So, I was really quite taken aback by how flustered and how uncomfortable and how doddering Mueller sounded. Now, do I think there's Russian interference? I think it would be naive to think otherwise. And I think it's been happening for years. And they did say about Russian interference in all 50 states, Joe, and that concerns me. I think we really have to be on the lookout for any of this because it's a serious threat to our republic, let's face it. I mean, that's the whole reason that we started a country, because we didn't want interference from a foreign government. And so I think that we can't take it lightly that there are some, directed, severe results with Russia trying to infiltrate our government.
Yeah, but I think to that point, we could have been spending the last 2 years looking on how to fix interference instead of trying to get one man out of the White House. And Brenda, you mentioned how Republicans think it's a waste of time, but the important independent voter, also a majority of independent voters, thought that the special counsel was a waste of time
and money.
And I don't know if Democrats know this. They need independents if they think they're going to win the White House in 2020. And it seems like they are just deaf to the outside world, because they are still pushing impeachment. You watch the morning shows this morning, Meet the Press following us. You watch those shows, and they are still pushing this impeachment agenda. And even though President Trump is an unpopular president at 40-some%, impeaching him is just as unpopular, if not more unpopular, right now than the president is. So I think the Democrats are walking a very fine line. And if they keep going down this path, The president might not even have to run a re-election campaign. He might be able just to be sit back in the Oval Office and watch his poll numbers go up.
Well, here's the other thing, Joe. I think with the tension between AOC and Nancy Pelosi, who does not think everything is A-OK with AOC, I think she will realize that she has to really kind of put the clamp down on Cortez, Ocasio, and the other members of the squad and say, look, this is not the time to impeach the president, because Nancy Pelosi said she'd rather see him in jail than be impeached. So she's no fan of the president, clearly. But I also think, Joe, that this whole thing reflects a power struggle within the Democratic Party, and that Nancy Pelosi has to continue to maintain her leadership post. That's why I think the Democrats, under Pelosi's leadership, will not push for impeachment at this point.
No, and you know, I said this on Friday, and I say it again today. I never thought the day would come when the most sane person on the Democratic side of the aisle is Nancy Pelosi.
How things have changed, huh?
She really is trying to keep that party together and save it from going to the radical left. Because just as the Republicans don't want to go to the radical right, the Democrats are being, I think, personal opinion, they are going very dangerous to going radical left, to where all 23 running would be unelectable. And you start seeing that even with Joe Biden, who was supposed to be the old school Democrat, right? He's even getting pushed more and more to the left to, again, I understand how some people see it with the president being unpopular with a majority of Americans, a majority of independents. I think he's still more popular than a far left candidate.
Well, at this point, yes, because I think a lot of people don't really know much about the squad other than they have this name now and that there's four of them and they've kind of come out in a way that it made a tremendous splash. So I don't think that, you know, Joe, you bring up an interesting analogy here, because there's, I think, problems on both sides with the president's popularity and certainly with the far left Democrats' popularity. For folks who are moderates, and it's, I guess if you had to label me, I'd say I'm a moderate. I think it's a very difficult time to know what to think and where to go at this point. I'd like to know what our listeners think.
Yeah, for sure.
803-0930, by the way.
I'd like to bring this up. You have the president overall under 50% of popularity, depending on what poll you look at. But every poll you look at, he is popular when it comes to the economy. And how many people are going to remember that when they go to the poll? Either, hey, there's an extra money in my wallet, or are they going to go with a guy that wants to raise minimum wage, that wants to tax you more if you're making money, and also for the party that spent 4 years trying to impeach the guy in the White House on, right now, no evidence.
So, I guess it depends on how you look at it, Joe, with the evidence. But yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's there's no clear-cut winner here, Joe. And I think we realize that, in the sense that what happened with the impeachment hearings, or, you know, what they thought to be might be the precursor to the impeachment hearings, the Mueller testimony, it really didn't change anybody's mind. It really didn't. Nothing, I think, will change at this point. And I don't think impeachment proceedings will occur at this point. Let's see what happens next. But I wish the president would just stay quiet. This morning, he came out and started attacking Elijah Cummings. And it's like he just can't stop himself.
Well, and to that point, Brenda, I do have a few clips. The president not only attacking Elijah Cummings, but then retweeting testimonials from people who live in that district, saying just how awful the conditions in that district is and how Elijah Cummings hasn't done anything for it. So backing up his statements with people who live there, we'll play a few of those clips,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
We'll get into that as well. Tony and Clarence already on hold. It's like the Stern Show, where the Whack Pack is already calling in. Tony from Clarence is on hold. We will get to Tony after this. 803-0930. It is Joe Beamer, Brenda Alacy.
And Baba Booey.
No Baba Booey. For Hardline after this.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Let's talk about quality. So many people throw around the word quality that it's almost started to lose its meaning. Well, I want to remind you that the word quality means a standard of excellence that other businesses try to live up to. In a word, quality is Rosex. Rosex Vacuums offers quality brands, and I'm talking about machines that last 20 years and more, not these piddly so-called carpet suckers that break down in a year or two, usually just in time for the warranty to be useless. Rosex carries brand new vacuums from quality manufacturers and quality brands like the Sebo I have. You know, a lot of the name brands we grew up with aren't built the same way. They don't have the longevity or the reliability of a vacuum beast like my Sebo, bad boy. And if your vacuum does have a problem, bring it to Clean Tom Rozek and his team. They'll have it fixed up fast, usually in just a day or two. The Rozek Showroom and Repair Centers in the Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza Amherst or McKinley across from Monroe Muffler in Hamburg. Tell them Bowerly sent you to Rozek's Vacuums, R-O-S-I-E-K apostrophe S.
Real innovators think outside the box. At Infiniti of Williamsville, they think outside the dealership. How will a vehicle engage with the customer, their family, their lifestyle? And while they love to meet people in their brand new, updated dealership and showroom, their concierge service can also bring a vehicle to wherever you are in Western New York, at home or at work. Want to test drive a beautiful new 2019 QX60 SUV with third row seating? We're on the way. Redefining limits in quality, performance, and style is what Infiniti does. Perfection is an endless pursuit. As a member of the Wester Automotive Group, Infiniti of Williamsville strives to present an experience that complements and enhances the strengths of the Infiniti brand, including offering great lease opportunities on every Infiniti model, including their flagship, the brand new 2019 QX80 large-sized luxury SUV. What is beyond Infiniti? Infiniti of Williamsville, on Main Street just east of Transit Road, an esteemed member of the Wester Automotive Group and Buffalo's exclusive Infiniti certified pre-owned seller. Think outside the box, all the way to infinity.
Carpet Smart is announcing the biggest selection of stain-free carpet in Western New York on sale now. It's Buddy Shula here for the number one seller of stain-free carpet in Buffalo, Carpet Smart Mill Outlet. You'll find all the names you know at Carpet Smart, all at the lowest prices. Trusted names like Shaw, Mohawk, Mannington, Armstrong, and more. You have never seen a carpet and floor store like Carpet Smart. More in-stock carpet than anyone. Bound rugs, area rugs, remnants, you name it. Carpet Smart has it for less. A lot less. Plus, Carpet Smart is the king of luxury vinyl tile flooring. The hottest trended floors right now. It's all waterproof, perfect for any room, wood, and tile look. Before you buy carpets and floors anywhere else, get to Buffalo's best carpet showrooms with the trusted names and the lowest prices. Carpet Smart Mill Outlet, Walden Avenue, Cheektowaga, and Niagara Falls Boulevard at the 290 Tonawanda. Don't buy carpet dumb, buy Carpet Smart.
Carpet Smart.
For a rewarding career, become a school bus driver with Student Transportation of America. Great option for retirees. Paid training. Train now for September. Student Transportation of America has openings in Williamsville, Buffalo, Youngstown, Lewiston, and Wilson. Pay from $18 to $21.20 an hour, depending on location and experience. Call 253-0191, 253-0191, to speak with a Student Transportation of America representative about your new career as a school bus driver.
Hello to all my fellow veterans out there. It's David Bellavia. If you're unable to work because of a medical impairment or have a service-connected disability, or if you're being harassed by debt collectors, call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller at 800-300-2990. Kenneth Hiller will fight to get you all of the disability benefits you're owed from the VA. Call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990. Kenneth Hiller fights for the veterans of Western New York.
6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Join Shakespeare in Delaware Park as they celebrate 44 years of free Shakespeare. Love's Labor's Lost opens July 25th through August 18th. All free performances are in a new 7:15 start time Tuesdays through Sundays. Go to shakespeareindelawarepark.org for more information. See you on the Hill.
You're hearing the voice of Buffalo, WBEN. Call us now at 803-0930. Cell calls are free at *930. And our toll-free line is 1-800-616-9236.
All right, 10:25, we're back on Hardline. News Radio 930 WBEN, me, Joe Beamer, her, Brenda Alacy, with you till noon when Meet the Press takes over. And Brenda, you did have a point to make.
Yeah, Beamer and Brenda on the brunch, plenty of tasty things to dive into, especially this week coming off the Mueller testimony. I just want to clarify, Joe, we were talking about the whole thing with what this means and what the repercussions were from the testimony when Robert Mueller was grilled, I think you could say. But the report did show that the Trump campaign welcomed some illegal assistance from the Russians back in 2016 and expected to benefit benefit from it. But investigators did not establish that he had conspired with them. So I think that's why the special counsel decided not to render judgment about an impeachment. And even Nancy Pelosi, Joe, said caution is the word. So in a way, I was kind of pleased to hear that they weren't going full force about impeachment at this point. So I wonder, do you think that Trump will be charged with impeachment after he leaves office? That's a question I'd like to hear answered by our listeners. Do you think that is, in fact, what may happen once Trump does leave office?
You mean he'll be charged once he leaves office?
Yes, since he's a sitting president now, obviously.
I don't think so. And here's why I say that. Nothing was clear-cut collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, right? Number two, obstruction. He never obstructed. The special counsel did their investigation, and they did a report. He never fired anyone on the special counsel. And if you want to look at obstruction, Brenda, look at the people on the special counsel. These were all people who had, or mostly people, who had expressed their distaste in the president and before he won the election. I don't think those kind of people should have even been on the investigation to begin with. But those people were the ones that put this report together, and they can word it however they want. A prosecutor doesn't exonerate. We are innocent until proven guilty in this country. They didn't prove guilt. Therefore, the president is innocent. I don't think they have enough to run on for impeachment. I certainly don't think they have enough to charge him with anything once he leaves the White House. Again, they went through their entire investigation. Mueller was never fired. No one on that investigation was fired by the president. They were able to complete it. What happened behind the scenes, if the president had said, what if I blank, or how about we blank, the talk doesn't matter. What matters is what happened. And he never once did anything to obstruct that investigation.
Well, and let's face it, Joe, a lot of these things are redacted, too. I don't think we know the full story because of that.
Well, the things that are redacted, but we've been told what's redacted are things to do with ongoing prosecutions in the, who are the two people, you know, the people that have other trials going on. But of the report that we've seen, the president didn't obstruct. And again, they're going to impeach him because he suggested to someone in the White House that he might fire Robert Mueller?
I think the key thing is that they did not establish, the investigators that is, that Trump had conspired with them in the illegal hacking and dumping of those infamous Democratic emails. I think that's why Trump feels so triumphant about this. But anyways, let's go to the calls.
Well, we have a news update. We'll go to the calls after Alan Harris.
Yeah, Tony, sit tight.
Yeah, Tony, Rambo, and Tom, all sit tight. I do want to say on the collusion thing, the Democrats are going after the president because he referenced the emails. And again, if you don't understand that when he said Russia, if you have the 30,000 emails that Hillary deleted, give them to me. If you don't understand that's a joke, well, A, I don't believe you don't understand that's a joke. Again, I think they will do anything to make the president look bad, and they'll do anything to try to make impeachment sound good. But again, we went through 2 years of a special investigation. Again, they found no collusion, and it wasn't obstructed. Again, I don't know how you can make the case it was obstructed if the counsel said it wasn't obstructed. Robert Mueller himself, again, I'm not sure how much he actually did after listening to that testimony. And the investigation was completed. It was completed to the full extent. And if the Democrats want to go through with impeachment, I will quote Michael Caputo, go ahead, give Trump a huge electoral victory. That'll be fine. 803-0930, it's Hardline. It is Beamer and Brenda. First, though, before we get to your calls, Alan Harris will keep us up to date.
It is 10:30. Good morning from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Alan Harris. Here's what's happening. Three Dansville High students were killed in a crash yesterday morning. A fourth person also died. The one survivor was the only one wearing a seatbelt. It happened in the town of Bern when the vehicle failed to stop at a T-crossing and ran into a tree. The dead include the driver, 16-year-old Rebecca Erner, 16-year-old Ambra Edelton, 14-year-old Justin Carpenter, and 14-year-old Christian Wolfanger, all of Dansville. 16-year-old Kelsey Bird, the girl wearing the seatbelt, was mercy flighted to Rochester with multiple non-life-threatening injuries. A skydiver was killed when his parachute became tangled after it opened. New York State police say 68-year-old Richard Cordero and three other skydivers flying out of Perry Warsaw Airport in Wyoming County about noon yesterday. All four jumped from the plane. Police say Cordero's parachute opened normally and then became tangled. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Buffalo firefighters were out this morning, 18819 McKinley Parkway, for a fire. It caused about $200,000 in damage, they say. A new ABC News Ipsos poll has been released. It shows that it's nearly perfectly divided on impeachment among voters following Robert Mueller's testimony this week. Now, Congressman Jerry Nadler told George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week his committee is still exploring impeachment.
We have impeachment resolutions before the committee. We are conducting investigations to determine whether we should report those impeachment resolutions to the House or whether we should draft our own and report them to the House. We are considering those resolutions.
Now checking the First Alert forecast today. Partial sunshine, breezy, more humid with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. The high getting up to about 81. Tonight, an evening shower or thunderstorm, patchy clouds, warm and humid, the low 70. Tomorrow, breezy, warmer, sunshine mixed with some clouds. The high tomorrow, 86. Right now, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. I'm Alan Harris, News Radio 930 WBEN.
I would be nervous if my cancer doctor was treating every type of cancer, because then they don't have the expertise in the specific type of cancer that I have.
Katie Jastrap's cancer journey has taught her a lot.
And at Roswell, my oncologist only treated people with my very specific type of cancer.
If you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, please take just one day to spend with our doctors here at Roswell Park before you make any decisions on your cancer treatment. Because as Katie shares, it's so important to talk to experts in your specific cancer who are at the forefront of the latest treatments, including options that may only be available at Roswell.
I would tell anyone who has cancer, take a step back and think about, is this really the expert to treat me?
Before you make any treatment decisions, please call Kim Sweeney at 1-800-ROSWELL to spend one day with us or visit justonedaywithus.org.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offers.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Hi, I'm Teresa Seabell from West Seneca. I tried everything to quit smoking. Nothing worked until I went to Buffalo Hypnosis. I quit smoking right after the first session. It worked immediately, and I did not gain any weight.
People come to us at Buffalo Hypnosis after they've tried the pills and the patches. They're ready and realize that until their mindset changes, they won't see lasting results.
Danielle Collado, consulting hypnotist at Buffalo Hypnosis.
It's the subconscious mind that controls our habits, cravings, and emotions. The brain is everything. It is mind over matter, and our proven programs put you in full control. It's not what you see on TV. It's modern hypnosis based on science, linguistics, and relaxation. And the results are fantastic for anyone trying to quit smoking, lose weight, handle stress, or conquer fear.
To see if hypnosis is right for you, call 874-9050. 874-9050.
I highly suggest Buffalo Hypnosis. It's the only thing that works.
Call 874-9050. Buffalo Hypnosis. Believing is seeing.
There's a lot of misunderstanding out there, and people are thinking they're getting spinal decompression.
Dr. Ken Monroe from Monroe Chiropractic.
According to the FDA, there's only two machines that do spinal decompression. The DRX-9000, 20-year-old technology, and MyTable, the Integrity. Same developer and engineer, but 2-year-old technology. Anybody else saying they're doing spinal decompression and it's not on a DRX or an Integrity, they're doing traction. That's all it is. It's traction. It's completely false advertising. They are not doing spinal decompression if it's not on these two machines. Mine is the most sophisticated table there is on the planet Earth currently. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's the fact.
Call Dr. Monroe for a free consultation, 632-4476, 832-4476.
My patients aren't numbers. They're not specimen samples. They're human beings in pain. I see that pain. I'm going to figure out how to get them out of pain.
You're hearing the voice of Buffalo. WBEN. Call us now at 803-0930. Cell calls are free at *930. And our toll-free line is 1-800-616-9236.
All right. John Simon picking the tunes. Good song, John. Like it. Steve Miller Band. I am so-so on the Steve Miller Band, but I like that song.
I always love them. Yeah.
I'm so-so. Speaking of bands, guess who I'm seeing on Wednesday?
Tell me.
Sarah McLachlan with the BPO.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, out at Art Park.
Oh, that'll be a terrific thing. Chris Isaac, Tuesday night.
He's Tuesday night. That's right.
But it's supposed to rain. I'm a little worried.
He's on the one stage. And then I didn't know there was a second stage at Art Park, so this will be my first time experiencing that.
Oh, that'll be fun, Joe. Yeah, a lot of great music.
Oh, yeah.
More than ever.
I saw Sugar Ray and Better Than Ezra a few weeks ago. Now Sarah McLachlan, just getting a taste of the 90s.
You certainly have an eclectic taste in music, Joe.
If it's 80s or 90s, Brenda, you know I love it. Early 2000s, especially early 2000s hip-hop. I love it because that's what I was listening to in middle school and high school.
Right.
And, you know, I love listening to it now.
I love Lenny Kravitz, too, by the way.
Lenny Kravitz. I have been on such a Lenny Kravitz kick this week.
And Zoe Kravitz was terrific in Big Little Lies, that HBO show that I was totally addicted to.
That's right. I have yet to see it.
You've got to watch it, Joe. You'll binge it.
All right.
Even on an 80-degree sunny day, you'll want to stay inside and watch.
Well, I've got the AC at 66 in my apartment, so I've been doing a good job staying inside. 803-0930. We've been teasing calls, so let's get to it, and let's start. We're going to start this time. Brenda, we're not going to leave him hanging because we know he has a lot to say. And as much as he and I disagree, he is always a decent caller. So, Tony and Clarence, you will be the first caller of the day. Tony, good morning.
Yes, when you, Joe Beamer, become as old as I am and Mueller in my 70s, you will find that you have some difficulties with your hearing. You have trouble with arthritis and a lot of other things that you don't understand. So to have pity on Mr. Mueller, it's not only that he was in physically bad shape because he served as two terms as FBI director, one right after 9/11. He's also been you know, in a lot of in the FBI for 35 years. But one thing you and Brenda should know is 2 days before he was going to testify, Attorney General Barr, through one of his associates, sent him a letter that said he was restricted in what he could talk about. Brenda, did you see that letter?
I did not, Tony.
I did see that letter, Tony. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So there was a letter that said you cannot say certain things, correct?
It said you have to stick to the report, which Robert Mueller said he was going to do anyway.
Right. Okay, great. So when you're talking about the idea of collusion, excuse me, conspiracy, he could not, because they don't forget, Mueller didn't write the report.
Yes, we're starting to learn that, yes.
It was written by all of his 16 or 17 associates in the FBI. The thing is that you rule out the conspiracy. But to say there was no collusion with the Russians by the Trump party, Trump people, there were 150 examples listed in the report that they colluded or attempted to collude with the Russians, including Trump's son. Now, as far as obstruction go, you say there's no obstruction. The whole second part talks about 10 instances of obstructing justice.
No, it does not, Tony. If he had obstructed it, the investigation wouldn't have gone on. He was asked point blank if it was hindered, and he said no.
What did he was asked point blank? I listened to the whole thing.
All right, I'll play it for you right now. Tony, I'll play it for you right now. How's that sound? I'll play the clip for you right now. Here is Robert Mueller when he is asked if the investigation was hindered. This is Robert Mueller. It starts with him talking about collusion, and then he is asked the question on obstruction. Here it is for Tony, and then Tony, I'll bring you back on.
The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
At any time of the investigation, was your investigation curtailed or stopped? or hindered?
No.
So right there, it was not hindered. It was not obstructed. They were able to finish said investigation without anyone being fired from the president. Again, an investigation who the people putting it together showed distaste and dislike for the sitting president. Tony, it's back to you.
Joe.
Tony.
Oh, Tony, you can't hang up when... Tony, come on now. We've given you time. Joe gave you a clip that illustrated his point. You need to hang up? Now, let's talk like reasonable adults here. Mueller confirmed that he would have indicted Trump on a charge of obstruction if not for the Justice Department guidance that prohibits charging a sitting president.
That's not what he said. He actually...
It was the result of the indictment talk.
He came back. Ted Lieu asked him
if he was not
indicted because of that. And then the opening of the next hearing, Robert Mueller said that he had misspoke and that was not...
He clarified.
Yeah, he clarified that was not the correct way to word it.
And here's exactly what he said. What I want to clarify, and this was after the lunch break, Joe, as you point out. What I wanted to clarify is the fact that we did not make any determination with regard to culpability in any way. He didn't decide whether to indict Trump because that wasn't an option. That was his clarification. But you know what, Joe? When all is said and done, I don't think anything is going to change. Everybody's moving forward. And I don't think anybody's opinions changed in any considerable way after this whole six-hour testimony.
And someone texted in, Tony is a decent caller. What I guess I meant to say is Tony calls in every week. You know what? And beside him hanging up, just because we disagree, I'm not going to not go to him. But that kind of, you know, every week I ask him to say one nice thing about the president. He doesn't. And then today he hangs up after the clip.
Well, I have more of a problem with it hanging up than him trying to say something nice about the president. The point is, why hang up?
I think we could all say something nice about people we politically disagree with.
Of course. That's the whole point of the show.
You know,
I want to talk to people who agree and disagree.
Well, this is a show. Well, every time I host, Brenda, and you know this, the same with you, I say, I want to hear from the people who disagree.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to get into a yelling match back and forth, but I would like to see how you see what I'm seeing. And get there a different way.
That's what makes politics so interesting to me, Joe. I love that. Even you and I may not disagree.
I agree,
but it makes it more interesting to hear the other side, and it sometimes can be very enlightening.
We had an interesting show on July 3rd when
we certainly did.
803-0930, let's go back to, now here I do mean it when I say a decent caller, always on point, always a joy to talk to, and the first person to call me when I hosted 2 years ago on New Year's Day after the Bills had made the playoffs, John in Rochester. John, good morning.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Brenda.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Playoffs?
Hey, I'll be hosting that show again this year, John. We are going back to the playoffs.
Is that just a great clip? I never get tired of that.
We are going to get deep in the playoffs this year, my guarantee.
Oh, I hope so, John.
I hope the Bills go deep in the playoffs and Virginia Tech wins the ACC. I'll be a happy man.
And wouldn't it be nice if the Sabres actually competed for once?
Well, Brenda, come on.
The season isn't over by the end of November.
I could have thrown in and the Mets go to the playoffs, but let's not be unrealistic.
Hey, listen, I'm a diehard fan, man. I'm always there.
All right, John, what do you got for us today?
Well, you know, it's amazing. The Democrats are talking about the Russian collusion, blah, 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 blah. It's amazing to me that the Democratic Party has such ties to the communist Soviet Union that the Republicans never had. Going back to Elder Hiss, Elder Hiss was one of the top aides to FDR, and he cozied up to Stalin when FDR was not feeling well and really screwed the Allies and allowed Stalin to take over Eastern Europe. And then you got Ted Kennedy, who conspired with the Russians, the Soviet Union, when they were communists back in 84, to block Reagan from winning the 1984 election. Bernie Sanders goes to the Soviet Union on his honeymoon under a communist dictatorship. Right now, technically, Russia is not a communist country. There's only five or six communist countries in the world right now that are truly communist, and Russia is not one of them. So I think it's kind of ironic. But as far as the hearings that they had with Mueller, you know what amazed, what I got out of those hearings was I was amazed that, number one, Mueller definitely wasn't at the top of his game, and he definitely was a figurehead, And the guy that really, I think, ran that investigation was Andrew Weissman, who was a huge Hillary Clinton advocate. In fact, he was at the so-called victory party for Hillary on election night. This guy wanted to become attorney general, I think, under Hillary Clinton, and he ended up hiring. He was a guy that really was making the decisions on hiring 17 other pro-Clinton attorneys on that investigation committee. So that's what amazed me the most, that even they could not find good evidence to prosecute Trump in the campaign. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, and you know, Jerry Nadler did ask Mueller, too, John, did you actually totally exonerate the president? And Mueller replied, no. So here's the thing. As I've been saying all show, I don't think anybody's opinions are going to change. It really didn't reshape anybody's opinions. Did it change for you at all, John?
No. It did, to the point I'm more convinced that there was no collusion and no obstruction. And, you know, Elijah Cummings, he should talk about being a racist. Trump is defending himself. The one thing I like about Trump, many things I like about Trump, but one of them is he doesn't sit silent. Elijah Cummings has called Donald Trump a racist time and time and time again, and committing treason against the United States. Trump is fighting against this. I think Elijah Cummings is a racist, and Trump is not afraid to speak out. So, you know, we get what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, John, thanks for bringing that up, because we are going to get into those tweets in the next hour. John, you have yourself a good week.
You too. Go.
Thanks, John.
And I have to agree with John. You know, and with you, Brenda, the testimony, I don't think, changed anyone's mind. But it did open my eyes to the fact that I don't think Robert Mueller had much to do with the report that bears his name.
That's true. I agree with you.
I understand
there.
What Tony's saying. You know, we all have, we all go through spells of forgetfulness as we get older. I do get that. I understand he might not have heard the questions, but it seemed every other question. What page is that on? Brenda, I wrote a term paper. Is that what you call it? Well, whatever the final paper you write for colleges, on why there should be playoffs in Division I football.
Hmm.
All right? Now, there are now playoffs in Division I football. I'd like to think someone read my paper. No, but in all honesty...
It's all because of you, Beamer.
In all honesty, that paper was almost 10 years ago. I could still tell you what the meaning of the paper was and where certain parts were. If you asked me, how would they still make money on the lost bowl games? No, they use the bowl games, as they do now, as the playoff games, and that's how they keep the sponsorships. So I could still tell you certain things of that paper. When he was continuously asking, it seemed that he didn't know anything without going back in, looking through that paper, that he might have just been a figurehead, as people had been saying, and just put his name on the report. I think that takes a lot away for some people who were really into this and were watching that testimony and were really on you know, between the two. Again, anyone who listens to this station knows I wasn't between the two. I've always been on the president's side. But I think you did have some independent voters out there that really wanted to hear what this guy had to say. And it might not have been the problem hearing the questions or the mumbling around on certain questions. I think what really stuck with people was he literally had to look up every question in that report.
I think that was the biggest surprise for me, is that he really did not seem familiar with it, and he had to look and wasn't able to really speak in any sort of narrative. It was all very short yes or no. You know, I take your question has become the new meme. That's this thing, I take your question. It was like, you know, by Felicia.
That's like being present in Congress. I take your question.
But yeah, that very much surprised me, because I would think a man of his stature and intelligence and training would have been more familiar with it, because he knew he was going to be grilled and asked a lot of detailed questions. That's what surprised me.
No, yeah, that's what stuck out. Like I said, to Tony's point, I understand, you know, Robert Mueller's an older guy. He's been at this a long time. He did serve our country. So I get all of that. But if you take all that away, it's still the referring to certain pages. 803-0930. Brenda, let's do what we always do. Let's blow up the clock. John, we'll just break at 55. So, because I don't want this guy to have to hold on anymore, he's already held on a long time, Rambo Jim in North Tonawanda. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I got too much to say to hang up the phone, so don't worry about it.
Just don't swear this time, Jim.
No. Listen, you know, what people that hate Trump, they just don't get it.
No white politician in America today would dare speak one single solitary word against Elijah Cummings. The white liberal politicians are terrified of him. Trump is the only one that would do this. No one but Trump will stand up to this guy. Nobody. You want to know why I love President Trump so much? And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not making this up. He has motivated people to the point, back in the days when he was candidate Trump, I went to Mass, I'm Catholic, and the priest up on the altar made a couple of anti-Trump remarks. He's thinking, I'm a Catholic priest, I'm up here on the altar, I'll say what I want to say about Trump. People in the congregation started yelling at him. I've never seen anything like this. Trump's people call me on the phone to ask me what I'm thinking. Who am I? I'm a schmuck Walmart voter. What do you care what I think? Trump cares. His people are talking to me.
Well, Jim, let me ask you a question about the Elijah Cummings thing. Do you think that's the best way for a president to represent himself is to continue to do these attacks?
We elected this guy to be a disruptor. We elected him for his courage and his determination, and he's not afraid to attack anybody that attacks him. He hits back. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back.
Do you think that reflects some kind of racism on his part, though, Jim, when he's always, you know, he's been going after the squad and now Elijah Cummings? Is that the best thing he can do for this country?
Brenda, let me ask you a question. If we were at a social event and I started making some anti-female comments, wouldn't you as a female feel you have a right to defend your gender?
Of course I would, but I'm not the president of the United States. And I think there's a time, a place, and a way to do it.
But his courage is what motivates people to come out there and vote for him. I've never seen a president act this way, and his people are so... You want to know the people that, like... The guys, the bikers you see with the American flags on their motorcycles and they wear the stars and stripes bandana around their heads, they're at, like Mississippi Muds and Old Man Rivers, and they're talking about, I've heard them talk about, the bikers talking about, yeah, Trump, we're going to vote for him again, we love Trump. Guys with the American bandanas tied around their heads, and tell them they can't say that, and see what the bikers do.
Jim, all good points. Thanks for the call. That's Rambo Jim. To his point, you know, Elijah Cummings, I don't think it's racist to look at his district and say it's in shambles. And the president has done, I think, a good job of getting clips that show what he's talking about. Because sometimes, I'll agree with you, Brenda, and you and I have had this conversation on and off air, I think sometimes he just tweets things that didn't need to be tweeted, right? He
every day,
he
Joe.
gets a thought and he just tweets it out. But with the Elijah Cummings deal, I will, because he also, not just his opinion, he tweeted out testimonials from people who live in those districts. We will play one for you in the next hour because that is getting hot. We've already got callers and texters that want to talk about it. So we'll stick with it as long as you want to, Buffalo. 803-0930. We're talking Mueller testimony. We will also take your calls on the Elijah Cummings, President Trump back and forth. We, like I said, Brenda wants to hear that one testimonial. I'll play it for you when we come back. It is Beamer and Brenda, a whole nother hour. Hope you stick by. It's Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.